There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Geek Trippin'.
It is a musical adventure. It's a guy we've actually seen before. He's a bit special, I can tell you. You either love him or hate him. He's one of those. I absolutely love him. So we're going to hit the road to witness this unforgettable gig. You know, of all the new crop of singers that have come up, like the Adeles, I think this guy is the best one. See if you do. So it's Sam Smith who we're heading out to see this week on Gig Trip. Any listeners seen Sam Smith live in concert? I'd be absolutely intrigued to know what he's like live.
Yeah, get in touch and let us know if you've seen him. I've never seen him live. I think he'd be good, wouldn't he?
I think he's pretty amazing. I mean, he actually, you know, talks about the fact that, you know, if you want a full-on hands-in-the-air clapping dance party, he ain't your guy.
No.
You know, he's a lot more kind of soulful.
He's the kind of guy you want to see if you've had a breakup.
Yes.
You want to stand there and you want to be able to cry.
Yeah, yeah. He rose to fame with his first proper release when he provided vocals for the electronic duo Disclosure. Do you remember those guys?
Yeah.
And the single was actually called Latch, and that's that he released. Then he released an EP. And then came the full-length album In the Lonely Hour, which was absolutely massive. I mean, everybody was playing it around the world. And his new album has just come out. I just saw it over the weekend, last weekend, in Virgin Megastore. It's available on vinyl as well. And I was tempted, but I thought, I mean, you and I have had this chat before. When it comes to vinyl albums, you really want, you know, ones that mean something special to you, don't you?
You do. You want your classics.
And I'm not sure if this fits into that, but even so.
Although my dad, I was just home at the weekend in the UK, he's got a record player now, and he's buying all the new stuff, and I'm trying to say to him, don't do it, Dad.
Yeah. What kind of stuff's he getting then?
A guy called Gregory. Can't remember his second name.
Okay.
Gregory, not Peck. Something else.
Definitely.
You know me,
Peck,
with names of singers. I'm terrible. But yeah, new stuff.
Yeah, I like to buy the classics. But anyway, Sam Smith, his new album is out. And here he is talking about his new single. It's called Too Good at Goodbyes.
Well, first of all, I'm really nervous to release it. I can't explain, like, with what happened with the first album, going to second album, this is a scary experience. But it's but I'm excited and I love the music. And this song is a song about a relationship I went through in the last 2 years. And one of the few songs on the album which is about me, because this album's actually about other things. It's not just about me, it's about other people. This is about my life, about fame, about the world, about some of my friends and family, and it's just about, it's really captured my life the last 2 years, I think.
Yeah, I think the songs really come from his heart that he writes.
You'd be terrified to go out with a singer-songwriter, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I know.
We're treading on eggshells all the time.
I wonder if this song's about me. So, I mean, is there more pressure? They always say there is more pressure when releasing your second album.
Definitely don't feel pressure. I just feel a bit of anxiety, because I just want people to like it. I've really poured my heart into it, and just like with any of my music, if people don't like it, it's like saying you don't like me. It's not like the nicest feeling. So I've put my soul on the line, and I just hope people enjoy that. I'd be happy with a small amount of people enjoy that, though. I'm not asking for the same thing as what happened with the first. I just hope that my fans are happy, and they like the songs.
Yeah, it would hurt, wouldn't it? You know, if you got a lot of criticism about it.
No text messages yet from anyone who's seen him live. Is he niche, Sam Smith?
I think so. I think he appeals to a certain kind of music listener.
But he's got such massive fame.
He has, yeah. And I mean, he's broken America as well, hasn't he? He's just amazing. And he talks about his writing process as well for this, his second album.
I just got back here and I did loads of writing sessions. I also tried to do writing sessions with some different people. And then once I had the collection of songs I wanted to record, I get into the studio, I get my band around me, Jimmy Napes, Stephen Fitzmaurice, and we just play the music live, like an old school soul record. That's what we were always trying to achieve. We want to try and capture a fraction of the magic that you hear on some of those old soul albums.
Yeah, I mean, some of his songs do resemble classic soul songs, don't they? You
know, yeah, they do.
They've got that real earthy groove.
Yeah, I like him. I think I used to be one of the people who hated him, but I've changed my mind.
Right. Yeah, because I remember having a conversation with you and you said, I don't like him. And then we were chatting in the office this afternoon. You said, no, I like him.
You're always pulling me up for that, as though you've got to make a decision on someone and then you cannot change your mind about them ever.
So what are his thoughts on the music business in this day and age in 2017?
I think we're in a good place right now musically. I really, really do. There's some amazing artists coming out and... And the way in which we're listening to music is changing, which is interesting. You know, even me releasing an album now is very different to how it was to release one 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years and a lot has changed.
And of course it is back on vinyl again.
It is, yeah. Great to see it as well. And when he's not performing, you know, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that hangs out with other celebs. I think he's quite a quiet guy.
I don't know. I think he'd be all up in that. I think he'd be hanging out with Adele and trying to be mates with Beyonce, yeah.
Let's have a listen.
I'm a very private person, so when I, you know, when I'm at home, I just have my family and my friends around me from before. I've learned though, it is sometimes just because you love someone's music, whether they're the artist or the writer or the producer, if, you know, sometimes it's nice to just stay as a fan and just listen to the music because... Mm. You know, people's art and what they create is only a small part of them. But I'm still very good friends with Jessie Ware. You know, me and her spend a lot of time with each other and she's absolutely incredible. And there's a few people that I know and stay in contact with for sure.
So, have you seen Sam Smith is the big question. If you have, we'd love to hear from you. In a couple of minutes, we've got insider information on making a bolt out of the city and getting off the beaten track on this trip to Dublin to see Sam Smith.
Gig tripping.
Yeah, anybody seen Sam Smith in concert? We want to hear from you.
It's sad, but it's true. I'm way too good at goodbye.
So there he is, the man with a whole lot of soul and loads of falsetto. He's appearing in Dublin on March the 30th, 2018 at the Three Arena. So I started checking out a few flights. There's a few options. Lufthansa, they leave on March the 29th, the day before the gig, and they're just one stop there in Frankfurt. That comes in at 2,398 dirhams. Also, Turkish Airlines, they leave on the same day and stop there in Istanbul at 2,937 dirhams. If you want to go direct, though, in style on Emirates, that'll cost you 5,232 dirhams, straight into the heart of Dublin. Now, looking at a place to stay, I found a very, very cool renewed Georgian house close to the city centre. It's got an ensuite double bedroom, stunning views of the city, and you can also see the Wicklow Mountains in the back. A really nice area, close to the city centre, loads of cafes and shops. Absolutely beautiful. So that's pretty spectacular. And I also caught up with Ethna. You know Ethna, who's one of our colleagues, Ethna Trainer?
She does a lot of theatre stuff. She's sometimes on stage door.
She is, yeah, and she's a well-known personality, and she comes from Ireland. She knows Dublin like the back of her hand, and also knows a bit about getting out of Dublin. So I asked her, if we hired a car, where should we get to just going out of Dublin?
The one thing about hiring a car, you just also got to remember there are plenty of car hire areas at the airport. Unfortunately, I only drive an automatic. I know, I really have to learn how to drive a manual car. And an automatic car in Ireland fits into the luxury bracket. So, you know, make sure that you're going to budget about 50 euro a day to hire a car, and then it's a better, you're going to fill, it's going, you need about 100 euro to fill the tank. So it's actually quite expensive to hire a car. But one of the areas, exactly, to go out to Kildare, to the areas around the Irish Stud there, and also in Kildare, there's the K Club, which is the most magnificent building and hotel and restaurant, and indeed the race that goes on there very often, the big duty-free race, is around the Curragh, and receptions, of course, at areas like the K Club. But the whole area around there is just so beautiful to journey around. So that's a trip worth making. The other trip in a car that I would say is just magnificent, and not enough people do it, because I think they have a perception it's out of Dublin. But it's only in Wicklow. It's literally down the road. And that is to head down to a place called Glendalough. And that's an Irish name, but it means the Glen of Two Lakes. And it is just magnificent. I mean, that's it just brings you back to, I think, old, almost medieval times. You just can imagine this crystal lake and mountains and hills. That's definitely, and the whole area down there is stunning. But then if you didn't want to drive, there's a great, the public trains are fabulous, and there's buses that go around the country. I mean, it is unbelievable. You arrive at the airport, and you can hop on a bus. And if you had extra time, you could be down the west of Ireland in like 2 hours on the express bus. So you could end up going to Galway and then coming back and being able to hang out in Dublin as well. You could go to Galway, have lunch. You could, you need to have plenty to do on the bus, but the bus service from the airport is incredible. They set this up about maybe 10 years ago, and they just go all over the country. And it's cheap and cheerful, it really is. But there's the other one, Mark, the Lewis and the Dart, and the Dart being the Dublin area transportation, whatever it is. Forgive me, I should know that. But from the north to the south, I mean, there are areas you go, and again, talk about beauty in the city. Maybe 45 minutes on the public transportation. You can go to Hoth, and that's just, again, a most beautiful place. You can go to Dalkey, D-A-L-K-E-Y, Dalkey Castle, which then out around Killiney, and I mean, that looks like the Mediterranean out there, and beautiful, you know, sort of hills and valleys and gorgeous views out over Killiney Lake. So it's even within the city, and just taking public transportation, which is, again, very cheap, is there's plenty of places that you should go.
Sounds idyllic, doesn't it? And County Wicklow, I've been there. It's absolutely stunning, and not too far out of the centre of Dublin. So there's your gig for this week. March 30th of next year, it's happening in Dublin. Sam Smith is your man. Now, looking at the sums, a ticket for the gig comes in at 46 euros. That's 199 dirhams. If you stay in the Airbnb for 3 nights that I was chatting to you about, it'll only cost you 738 dirhams. And take that Lufthansa flight stopping off in Frankfurt. All in all, you can do this gig to see Sam Smith for 3,335 dirhams.
It's not too bad, is it?
It's not bad at all, is it?
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.